6 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show. We're live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. If you guys want to get at us today on our First Advantage text line, you can. It's 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. Michael Malone, obviously saying all the right things. I think he knows at this point which strings to pull to really get his team motivated. But yes, he is painting the picture, Angel, that this is going to be very, very difficult for the Nuggets to win four games against the Miami Heat.
Well, as I told our team, man, like, forget the eight seed stuff. I mean, they beat Milwaukee 4-1, team that had the most wins in the NBA this year. They beat Boston 4-3, and they're up 3-0, team with, I think, the second most wins in the NBA this year. So you get to the NBA Finals, it's not about seeding anymore. And for those that are thinking that this is going to be an easy series, I don't even know what to say to you people. I mean, like, this is going to be the biggest challenge of our lives. It's the NBA Finals. You know, this is, you're trying to win the first NBA championship in franchise history. It's going to be the hardest thing that we've ever done, which is the way it should be.
Is it easy to get lost for us and confused by that number eight thing with the Miami Heat, even though we've just witnessed what they did, beating Milwaukee, as Michael Malone pointed out, 4-1, you know, the Knicks, whatever, but the Boston Celtics, that was a perennial favorite throughout the course of the season. So I'm getting lost in it. We just witnessed what they did. It wasn't that Boston had some kind of crazy thing happen to him. Like the Milwaukee series, you could say, okay, Giannis got hurt in the first game or so, wasn't quite right, and then got better, but by then maybe it was too late. But you beat a damn good Boston team that was supposed to be perhaps a championship team.
I think it's easy to get lost in the seedings and the number next to your name. I think it's also, you need to be careful about it, because I saw it on First Take this morning. You know, they were talking like, oh, look at the path that the Heat have gone on. Look at the path that the Nuggets have gone on. The Heat, they played the number one seed. They played the Knicks, and then they played the number two seed. Meanwhile, the Nuggets, they played the eighth seed. They played the fourth seed, and then they played the seventh seed. So you can look at it both ways where, okay, yeah, the seeds mean something, or it can be used against you and say you haven't played good enough opponents.
True.
You can't play the best team when you are the best team.
But isn't it this way, too? Like, a lot of people are using that narrative of, oh, well, the Nuggets beat, what was the seeds they beat? They beat the eight seed. Yeah. But the narrative surrounding two of those lesser seeds was, okay, they're coming on, though.
Like, the Lakers as a seven seed, they didn't play like a seven seed. They made moves in the last month of the season to put them in the position to get into the play-in, because that's all they had left to do was just get to the play-in. They knew once we have our team together and we get to the playoffs, we can do something.
Well, that was the whole design of the play-in. Like, that was the plan by Adam Silver, was that, okay, spread this out, give more teams an opportunity, and maybe they get hot at the right time. We've seen that. We've talked about teams in the past where we say, man, once they get in, watch out, they'll be a dangerous team,
we
but
talk about
they couldn't get in because they didn't finish top eight.
Like, oh, we need to expand the playoff, or everyone needs to get, we need to put more teams in the playoff for the parity of it. Well, yet you can't have parity and then on the other hand say, oh, they're not really good because they played a bunch of lower seeds. Like, just the numbers don't, once the playoffs start, those numbers are irrelevant.
Now they are, it feels like, more. You know, we always say this about the NHL. It doesn't matter if you're an eight seed or a one seed. We see eight seeds win first round contests, second round contests a lot. The NBA, we don't see it as much.
It used to be like that.
We're going to see it now. It's going to change. I do believe that. I mean, I don't know. I mean, the way we're going to see all these teams kind of spread out. Golden State, I don't know what their future is. You know, with their president's gone and hearing these weird rumors about Steve Kerr maybe becoming the next, the successor to Greg Popovich in San Antonio. And so that could break up. LeBron's not long for the NBA. He's kind of backing off of the Bronny thing. Have you heard some of those comments? You know, he's like, I don't know if that's his goal. If it's not, that's fine. But it was always something that meant something to me, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that's what's going to happen. I think he's looking at the writing on the wall. He's, can I go another season before, and then can I go another two seasons to play?
Well, I think it's that, and is Bronny going to be good enough to be drafted right out of college?
And does Bronny want to, that's his legacy, is now playing with Dad. He's going to have to do a lot to overcome that and build his own legacy. So you could be seeing LeBron moving on. I don't know where the Sun, like, you telling me right now Kevin Durant is just fine? I know our boy Tanner was like Kevin Durant was the top two player in the world, but I don't know where he is in his career anymore.
He's not the same Durant that he used to be.
Doesn't seem like it. Devin Booker's very good. Durant has his moments, but he also had some bad moments in that series. Maybe it's 50-50. You know, Memphis is in disarray because of the Ja Morant situation. Sacramento's a young team, haven't earned it yet. They haven't proven it yet. So there's a lot of this where I go, this could be wide open again next year. Could set up for the Nuggets to take over again. And that's not a knock on the Nuggets. It's just showing you how superstars are spreading out. We're not seeing Golden State, which was lightning in a bottle. They perfected some magic there. LeBron was always, it was LeBron and then everything else. It was always, who do we pair LeBron with? With what Golden State did is what we're seeing with Denver right now.
Well, there's this perception on Golden State that what they did was so unique in what they did. They drafted all their guys.
Yeah.
They did the same thing the Nuggets are doing.
It worked out. And it's working out for the Nuggets.
You pick up veteran pieces here and there, and they won a couple of titles and said, oh, yeah, Kevin, come on, let's win some more.
You attract some of those bees when you got that honey.
With the NBA, like, yeah, you can pay for your players. You can pay to have a good team, but you're not going to have long-term success. The Lakers, perfect example. You got all the players you wanted. You only made it so far. Really, you only played great basketball for, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah, and I think that is, again, it's a testament to what the Nuggets have done in this we want it now time. We want it now. We got LeBron. Okay, we got to win a championship now. And I get the urgency with them and LeBron because he's only got a year or two left, maybe. And so I get that. But so many teams are willing to just throw it all in and say, let's just pair them together and see what happens. I mean, Phoenix, dude, when they swept the Nuggets and they went to... Did Phoenix make it to the championship that year? They made it to the championship. That was without the Kevin Durant thing. So if you were Phoenix, you probably should have just continued to play the game you were playing of we like our guys here. But again, they weren't quite right this year. And then when the opportunity came up to get Kevin Durant, they went for it.
Look what happened to Brooklyn.
Yeah, I mean, that's
Brooklyn was like pegged as an NBA champion favorite for like 3 years.
It's one of the weirdest stories ever in sports history. Maybe
it's
NBA.
Just gone now.
Yeah, because you paired them all together and you thought, this is it. This is going to work. This is going to be Boston Celtics on steroids.
It was supposed to be the power shift from the West to the East.
Yeah. And instead, you get a Miami Heat team that has a superstar, a very under-the-radar superstar, a star, and then you built around him with a lot of guys you didn't draft. A lot of guys you just found, like Duncan Robinson. They didn't draft him. There's a lot of guys on this team. Max Strus didn't draft him.
Is it Strus?
Is it Strus or Strus? I think it's Strus.
I think it's Strus.
I thought I heard Malone say Strus, so I'm going with that. But it could be Strus. I've heard it a million times, but sometimes you watch games, though, and sometimes you hear the name and you still are like, what?
Well, they still call Christian Braun or Braun.
Braun, yeah. That's and that annoying. One's, for us, it's easy with our guys. But again, Joker should have been easy because he was an MVP and you should have figured that out. I'm curious to see how what the Nuggets winning the title, which again, we're all predicting that, what it will mean for the NBA going forward. Because it's all about trends.
You have to do it twice for it to be a trend. Doing it this year, it'll be fun for us.
Then why?
But the media narrative is going to be, okay, yeah, they had everything go their way this 1 year. Everyone was healthy, all that, which you need in a championship season. You got to get some breaks along the way. But if you can do it again, or even a third or a second time in 3 years, even, that's when that trend becomes, oh, that's working. That's really working there.
That's when I think the NBA gets more entertaining, is if there's multiple ways to win a title. Football, the NFL, multiple ways to win a title. Hockey, the Avs showed us, hey, you don't have to have the best goalie in the playoffs. You have the defense that can back him up and this quick, fast team. You can win a title, but you can also win a title with the supreme goalie. Basketball, it's not as versatile.
It's very, like, you need a team, obviously, but, like, the Bucks title, that was all Giannis, pretty much. Giannis and Middleton and
Middleton,
you know, a few guys, but it was Giannis. It doesn't feel that way. Even, like, I keep comparing this Nuggets team to, like, the early 2000 Spurs with, you know, with Duncan and Parker and Ginobili and that. And I just, it feels like a very similar vibe with this team and the way that they play. And you saw the success that that organization had. And then right after that came the Big Three era in Miami, and that, you know, that had its results. And then LeBron went back to Cleveland, and it was like, what do we do?
Yeah, you can go back to a team that was built because they drafted Kyrie Irving, and they drafted Andrew Wiggins. But when LeBron shows up, he didn't want Wiggins; he wanted Love. So they had to make the swap and got Kevin Love over there. But they did it in a mixture of ways. We can builds with some of these guys, and then we can go get our monster superstar and then help have him start. And then they got one out of it. The way to do it, who's had, aside from the Lakers, who's had the most championships in the past 20 or 30 years?
Boston.
Well, as far as NBA. In 20 years. So it's 2023, so going back to 2000, it's got to be the Spurs and the Warriors, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and what do those teams do?
Build.
They drafted and drafted and drafted and maybe added a few additions here.
They didn't fire their coach when things got a little scary.
No. I mean, okay, let's look at NBA champions. And again, there's going to be a couple of different ways you can win a title. The Lakers obviously won their titles. First and foremost, they had the star power. Kobe Bryant. And then everybody else, and I know Shaq and Pau Gasol and all of that stuff, but if you want to say the main reason the Lakers were winning titles in the 2000s is because of Kobe Bryant, number one. Shaq and Pau were great, but
I'd put Phil Jackson up.
Phil Jackson, sure. Yeah, he was a tremendous coach. But look at this. Golden State won it in 22... 18, 17, 15. Then the Spurs won at 14, 7, 05, 2003, 99. The ones that were winning in between there, okay, you had the Lakers with Kobe. Then you had the one-off Detroit Pistons. They did go to a championship. They did go to the finals the next year, but they lost. But it was a one-off, but that was more of a team. With Larry Brown coaching and Chauncey, of course. Spurs, Miami Heat, okay, they did the superstar thing. Boston did the superstar thing. They got one out of that. Then the Lakers, of course, the Mavericks, that was a one-off. But the consistent thing that you're seeing here is that more often than not, there's two ways. There's a couple of one-offs here, but it's give me a mega superstar with a couple of decent stars, or we build through the draft and we create the stars ourselves. You have two ways to win a title. If you want to, again, that's not talking about the playing style or anything like that. But the Nuggets are in the same category as the Warriors and the Spurs. Boston might have been in that same category too, had they got here. But the Lakers, of course, were in the same category that Lakers of old were in, that the Miami Heat were in. Get a superstar or two, and let's make it, you know, an attractive place for other stars to want to join. 20 minutes after the hour, want to shout out to Cables Pub and Grill. Wednesdays mean $3 pints and personal pizzas up to three toppings for just $7.99. That is my go-to, and I'm really excited because our move is actually going to take us a little bit closer even to Cables Pub and Grill. So I love that place. It's my place. It's where my friends meet. You guys should check it out. Cables Pub and Grill. Tell them I sent you here from the whole show. 20 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Start your day with Good Morning NoCo with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Warren Jackson, former CSU wide receiver, current NFL wide receiver for the Los Angeles Rams, and you're listening to the whole show on KFK.
Wouldn't you hate that? You're jamming out to your favorite Metallica songs or album, and then it just, you see that little circle on your phone, it's buffering. You can't get into the mode when it's buffering. Are your shows buffering? Are your games lagging, calls dropping? I've got the FYI for you. Your old school internet company cannot keep up. Their network simply isn't enough. It's time to fiber your internet with Allo. Visit allofiber.com/FYI. Find out why so many people here in Greeley and beyond, I know Eaton now too, they're growing, are making that switch. Check out our friends at Allo Fiber. 26 minutes after the hour, Brett McMurphy tweeting out, the Cheez-It Bowl is no more. It's now the Pop-Tarts Bowl. That will be the ACC taking, of course, on the Big 12. Maybe the Buffs will be in that at some point. The Pop-Tarts Bowl.
That'd be good for you guys.
Pop-Tarts Bowl? Better than Cheez-It?
No. Cheez-Its are the superior snack.
Cheez-Its are better than Pop-Tarts.
Absolutely.
I would go with Crackery.
There's so much. There's so many options for Pop-Tarts. Yeah. Everyone's going to say their different favorites. Mm-mm. Cheez-Its? It's just Cheez-Its.
I'm more of a chip cracker kind of guy than I am a pastry guy. Hmm. You bring a box of donuts or a bag of Lay's barbecue chips, I'm going to go with chips.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Time of day doesn't matter or anything?
Mm-mm. I don't like, I'm not a big, it's just all bread. It's just a lot of bread.
Yeah, but there's icing and there's sprinkles.
It's just, I feel so terrible
sometimes
afterward.
There's like a cream or jam inside of it.
I mean, I'm not saying they're bad. It's just, you know, if I'm picking here.
I'm going to eat unhealthy.
Yeah, I'm going to go with crunch as opposed to a bunch of bread.
I make crunchy donuts.
They do. They do make a bunch of cream. Yeah, they make that. I like donuts. But you know what donut I go for when like people bring donut? But a lot of people just bring donuts here. I always go for the plain ones.
Here.
Plain donuts.
You need a Krispy Kreme here.
You don't have one?
Nope.
In Greeley, or is there one in Northern Colorado? Or
in Greeley.
I don't know.
Just here.
Oh, here in the building.
Well, it's going to be vacant soon.
Yeah, you could have a Krispy Kreme. We could be doing
a massive donut shop.
Us leaving could make this place a donut shop. What's your favorite? So have you ever seen, is it on the History Channel? I think it's the GOAT. Peyton Manning, of course, is on everything. And it's just different GOAT lists. So favorite snack food, best car, things like that. What's your GOAT when it comes to snacks? I can't remember what theirs was. It was like M&M's or something.
It's got to be Cheez-Its.
That's the GOAT for you is Cheez-Its?
Like Cheez-Its, it's my comfort food. It's the one snack I will always buy at the grocery store. I have to force myself not to eat a whole box.
I could eat a whole box.
Because I will.
Yeah.
It's just good.
You know the spray cheese stuff? What do you call that?
Spray cheese.
Is that it?
Easy cheese.
You can put that on those? Have you ever done that before?
That's a lot of cheese.
Oh,
that's
man.
That's a lot of like,
it's
a lot
good.
Of fake cheese
Doesn't
with a lot
matter.
Of real cheese.
Don't even care.
Cheez-Its commercials, fantastic.
Yep. Cheez-Its are legit. They're up there.
I'm feeling cheesy, coach.
They weren't in the top 10, though, on their list.
Really?
Uh-uh. I gotta find it, but it was it's Peyton Manning's.
Or eating Cheetos.
The GOAT. No. Snickers was up there.
That's a go-to candy bar.
That was up there. Snickers might have been two, I think, and then M&M's or something like that. But it's a good show. You guys should check it out. I don't know if it's still going, but it was interesting. Eastside Chris. Wow, Brady. First Peyton freaking Manning. Now EFF?
Elliot. Freaking Fry.
Yeah.
Gotta be very careful saying that.
For the suit.
Let's go, Fry Guy.
Let's go, Fry Guy. Elliot Fry.
That sounds like a character in like a young adult book or something. Like The Adventures of Elliot Fry.
Yeah, it does sound like what's the Futurama? Isn't it Fry?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Elliot Fry. Five or six?
6 foot.
But he's 5 of 6.
Oh, 5 of 6.
He only missed one field goal in his career.
No 3-pointers though.
Yeah.
That's the wrong stat.
Yeah. Codes, the weather guy, sat next to a high-level tech executive on my flight from New York to Denver last night.
Oh, of course you did. Did you have some apricots on that flight?
Did you have some apricots and
Pop-Tarts?
Something fancy for the weatherman?
With your morning mimosa in first class?
We sat here, drove our cars. Code says, very well networked. He said everyone is calling in favors for tickets, which is no surprise, but it means you need to know someone if you want to watch in person or pay hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars for a chance at nosebleed seats for these NBA finals.
Is that quick little information, or is that Code saying, yeah, I might have tickets and you're not going?
Yeah, that's him saying that. You're his friend.
I'd like to think so.
Why doesn't he invite you to a game?
I don't know.
I mean, I'd like to think I'm his friend.
I think
but
he knows that I would
go anywhere.
I would say yes, so he just doesn't ask.
Oh, he knows he'd have to take you.
Mm-hmm.
Codes, where's the invite?
Not to brag, but I was flying back from New York this morning.
I was sitting next to,
enjoying my apricot brunch.
Sitting next to Tom Cruise.
Oh, and these courtside tickets just happened to be in my baggage.
He's going to get court. Dude, being a weather guy.
He will be courtside one of these games.
He's a weather guy. He knows. People trust him. They go to him.
Travel on the winds and just appear there in a cloud.
We need you, front row. I'm waiting for that invite code, so I don't see any texts coming in. Nothing.
We're not high on his list.
We could go as a media member, but I think our time has come and gone to put press credentials in.
There's already 300 plus people there.
Yeah, we would have had to do that like a month ago.
Wow, why didn't we?
Next year.
Can't predict that far
in advance. Yeah, next year.
Don't want to get too excited, because then you get the pass and you're like, I'll never get to use this.
I would not want to go, and I'm being really honest, because we can get media passes. I would not want to go as a media member for this.
No.
I just would. I'd rather sit at home
because
on my couch.
You're going to hear questions that we would have asked back in training camp.
But even then, I don't want to watch the game from the press box area and not fully enjoy it.
Would you watch it courtside?
Yeah.
That would be intense.
Waiting on you, Codes. Your move, pal. Then No, I won't pay. I don't want to pay anything.
I'll buy you a beer.
I'll
buy you a hot dog and a beer.
Codes, you invite Angel and I. I'll drive. You guys can drink beverages. I'll drive. You buy a beer and a hot dog for Codes.
I'll make a sign that we will guarantee ourselves on the Jumbotron, too.
We promote Denver Front Range weather,
mm-hmm.
courtside.
To 21,000 people.
Yep.
Millions more
at home. Millions more at home, yeah.
And around the world.
And around.
This is the NBA finals.
Yes, Codes. Sounds kind of... think of this as a business transaction, an investment.
Has it settled in for you yet that this is the finals?
No, it won't till tip off tomorrow, 6:30.
Not even when you see Larry up on the Jumbotron?
Mm-mm. No. No.
The trophy is in Colorado
right
now.
I saw that. It won't until it starts.
Maybe
because
not
it's,
even
not, it's not the Super Bowl. It's not like Super Bowl week. You know, I know media day is now and they're all talking right now, but we have several games, so it doesn't feel quite like tomorrow's the fight. But it does. It'll feel more real when it starts. It's just different. Right now, it just feels like the playoffs still. That's the difference between NBA and NHL, the finals to me. It's like the Super Bowl's like the lead-up to this event. Bam, here we are. It's kickoff. Win or go home. It's over. And now, but this is leading into, we got a series here. We could have a dogfight. Who knows?
Well, I mean, you talk about the potential of, okay, how's the Super Bowl going to go? What are the adjustments going to be made at halftime? Whichever. For the finals, you don't really know what the series is going to do until game one. And then you're taking what you saw in that game. How does it apply to game two? And it's a series. You got to do that 4, 5, 6, 7 times.
There's so much to it. So I love the NBA playoffs. We've never experienced this, though. We've never experienced this.
If you are going to the game, Cody, and anyone else, just take it in. And as soon as you get there, get to your seat, take a good deep breath, and just feel the environment that is the finals.
Have you ever been to a championship game of any sort?
I went to a college championship game.
Like
football, national championship.
Oh, you did? You went to the national championship?
Alabama-Notre Dame.
Wow. I went to the AFC championship the first year the Broncos won the Super Bowl. Because we had season tickets that year. Oh. So we went to every playoff game, except for the Super Bowl, of course. So that was a big one. Still have the ticket stub for that.
Little football, local connection. Mike McDaniel, coach of the Dolphins.
Oh, yeah, you're enemies with him now.
We're not enemies.
You should be.
We're not talking.
With what you're about to say.
He's from Greeley.
Yeah.
And he said in a press conference today that he did grow up a Nuggets fan. Him and his family, they would used to wait outside the arena right when the game would start to get the cheap tickets on sale. And he said he's not going to lose sleep at night, saying the Nuggets can do it next year.
Well, he has to say that.
He has to say. He's been at every Heat game. He's been at every
You can't
Panthers
go
game.
Against your home area. You just, no, you can't do it.
We're
you're,
not
you're
on
new home
We're not
area.
On talking terms right now, Mike and I.
Yep.
But
you are no longer a Dolphins fan.
I'm
for
a fan.
For
it's
one
just,
month.
It's the jersey in the back of the closet right now.
For 3 weeks, you can't be a Dolphins fan. You have to turn it off because of that
OTAs.
Statement. Doesn't matter.
I pay attention. I pay attention
to
OTAs.
Not rooting for the Nuggets.
I follow every little bit I can get.
Well,
I drive down to Denver. I can see whenever.
Yeah.
We're all the way in Miami.
But we can't tweet it. Can't tweet about it. Can't talk about it. I'm surprised.
Can you talk about what Sean said if he doesn't say? Like, what if he hints at something?
I think you
can
talk.
Can you say that he
hinted? I think you can say he hinted at something. I don't think you can give the if he's like no comment.
How is he checking this? Is he on Twitter?
I don't know. Texter yesterday said, is he listening to every radio show and reading every article? And
does he have a burner account?
I don't know.
He probably does.
It's just strange to me. It reminds me so much of college football, of the secrecy. Like, you cannot know that a guy had a decent play. That would give it all away. They would know that Jerry Jeudy is talented.
Oh, Jerry ran a 15-yard post route and he caught it.
Patrick Surtain, you're going to tweet that he got an interception? Crap. Now the rest of the league knows that he's good.
And that Russell was still bad.
That's true. Little extreme, he's trying to control the narrative. Will County Swami says this.
Who's that?
About Sean Payton? But the Broncos? Little extreme?
Yeah, you're controlling the narrative, but you're also creating a narrative of what are you hiding? Is it going to be good? Better be good.
Well, Russ has been hiding from all of us for a while, and then we get to see this new cut-up Russ. You know, jawline Russ. Jawline. Did you see the jawline? Got a jawline
I didn't
now.
See it, no.
Oh, yeah, there's a jawline. That
I
can only mean.
So.
That can
all,
well, not. But Chris Farley didn't have a jawline, Angel. He didn't have
a jawline. Everyone has a jawline.
No, he had a jaw fade.
It's called a mandible.
No. You know what I mean.
I don't.
Jawline? You've never heard, oh, he's got a really well-defined jawline.
Not about Russell, though.
Well, now you have.
I don't really pay attention to his jaw.
Your boy Pat McAfee did it yesterday.
They're
all looking at the jawline. And that can only mean one thing. Touchdown passes.
Chewing a lot of gum.
Touchdown passes. That's a myth. 38 minutes after the hour. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
What a shout out to Kane Doolin McQuinn Young Law Firm. We know we live on dangerous roads in Weld County in northern Colorado. If you or a loved one have been injured in a car accident from a negligent driver, there's only one law firm to contact, and that is Kane Doolin McQuinn and Young Law Firm at trialproven.com. Dixon texting in, when you play games like this, you better win because the expectations go up accordingly. How are we feeling about Sean Payton today? Does it feel like the narrative that was all, oh, he's going to save the Broncos, he's the savior of the Broncos, have we soured on that a little bit?
Do you feel saved?
I don't know. Elliott Fry. We did get Elliott Fry today, so I feel pretty good about that. He has only missed one field goal. He only missed one in his career.
He's a game winner.
That's phenomenal. He only missed one. If I told you that Brandon McManus has only missed one field goal in his career, you'd be like, holy crap, that's a Hall of Famer.
It's 46 left hash.
I'm giving you Elliott Fry, who's missed one field goal in his entire career. One field goal. If you don't think that's a Sean Payton move, I don't know what is. There's always... Okay, let me just say this. I thought about this more after the show yesterday. Why is there always just something weird around the organization now? Like, every year there's something we talk about that we didn't used to talk about when Mike Shanahan was the head coach. Or Gary Kubiak was the head. There were strange things, but when you're winning, it's different. Because every year is something strange. What are we talking about in the last week? Russell Wilson lost some weight. How much did he lose? He won't say. Sean Payton won't allow you to tweet or talk about Fight Club. First rule of Fight Club is you don't talk about it. Second rule is you still don't talk about it.
Is it the consequences of the Peyton Manning move?
Go on.
That was a move where, you know, we talk about trends in the NBA and paying for players. That was a guy that you paid to get him, and you had immediate success from it.
And you mortgage the future.
You kind of win against the system. Not, you know, we're not going to draft a guy. We're not going to, you know, trade for a veteran that might be able to do something. He's on his last career with like a Geno Smith type. No, we're going to go get Peyton Manning.
I mean, there's always it's the quick fix.
Not real thing. Consequences, obviously, but like the aftermath of this.
Yeah, it's the quick fix, and it's paid a lot of money for guys. You know, you paid Von Miller a lot of money, paid Peyton Manning a lot of money. And then but it was a series of unfortunate events starring Jim Carrey or whatever. I don't know if he was in that movie.
He was.
But it is, and it should be a series of unfortunate events starring John Elway.
Eesh.
Because it stemmed from that, the Peyton Manning move. I'll take it any day of the week. We talked about it, you know, would you win, if you could choose to win one Super Bowl or be terrible for the next 10 years, what would you take? I think most people want the Super Bowl because only so many teams have won a handful of Super Bowls. But there is a consequence to that. You went and got Peyton Manning as a free agent. That was plan A. John Elway said it. We don't worry about plan B. We like plan A. He said that. And that was real. Because plan B was waiting for a phone call. Brock Osweiler. And you didn't call him. That was plan B. Gary Kubiak didn't like how that went down either. So you invested everything into Peyton. And it worked out. But the plan B situation, which you knew you had to have because he wasn't going to play forever, didn't work.
It was set up to work, though. Maybe.
For Brock, you would have taken Brock over because Brock was pretty good that year. He was pretty good.
He was the heir apparent.
But you let him go to Houston, and he went there where quarterbacks go to die or go get weird massages. Weird things happen there. And that's what happened to Brock Osweiler. Not that. Not the other thing. Just O'Brien.
He got a lot of money and then disappeared.
Yes. It's about systems sometimes. And again, I know Gary Kubiak was there the following year. He would have had his guy. He might have stuck around. I know he had some heart stuff, but he might have stuck around longer. So that was a bad move. I hated that because I liked Brock Osweiler. And you never recovered from that. You just kept making the same mistakes. Well, let's draft Paxton Lynch. He's basically Brock Osweiler. Let's get Case Keenum. Let's get Joe Flacco. He's in his prime. And since then, every year, there's just something weird. And now, even with Sean Payton, here we go again. Are the Broncos cursed? Because now it's not John Elway. John Elway has nothing to do with this. But you do have a new ownership group that has two GMs, essentially. George and Sean. And Sean is coming in, and again, I get that. He's doing it he did this in New Orleans. But even Zach Stevens told us yesterday that this is an extreme. We haven't seen it quite like this, or we haven't heard. Because you know those guys are doing their due diligence. They're probably reaching out to Saints reporters saying, is this how it was for you guys? Yeah, kind of. I mean, we could tweet about it. But he's basically telling you can't take your phone, which is your working device, and you can't tweet about a play. You can't write about it. You can't talk about it. You can't even think about it. It's like Waterboy with Coach Klein. He pretends to fix. No, he thinks about things. No. Here comes Sean Payton. Don't even think about that play tonight at home. But I'm thinking about it in the privacy of my own house. We didn't talk about it. So you can't think about it, idiot. Or you can't come out to my practices.
How much of this stems from his time with the media and on the other side
of it? Which is really aggravating, too, because now you're being what we like to call a hypocrite.
Well, I mean, we know the media, they will take anything they can get and turn it into a story or a scandal or whatever.
Well, look what we're doing now.
And Sean knows that, and he's saying, no, you're not going to get any information from us.
And now we're turning that into a story.
Yep.
So you might as well just give us a circus, because we will create one.
We're already here. We're going to show up for it either way.
Yeah, and now we're going to make this the thing. We're going to make this a sideshow, because it is. And it's kind of like, and I mean this with all due respect, and I know we got a break. I have a lot of respect for a lot of the radio hosts in Denver. But a lot of those guys, Angel, were former offensive linemen for the Denver Broncos back in the day. Now, do you know what former offensive linemen for the Denver Broncos had in common? They were never allowed to talk to the media. They told each other, if you talk to the media, we fine you. And now they work in media and do radio shows and interviews and expect quotes all the time. I just think it's very ironic. 49 minutes after the hour, what did we learn today on this last day of May? We'll find out next.
Preps Rewind. Saturday mornings at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
Well, it's already the last day of May. Birthday month's coming up, Angel. Your birthday, my birthday, Tanner's birthday. It is birthday month here, just like in the office when they have like three or four people that just happen to have a birthday in the same month. Very excited about that.
So we're just going to do one party to save cost?
I don't know. We don't really do parties, but maybe we should start doing that.
Well, we don't have a party planning committee.
Well, Micah has wanted to start one, so we'll see. He could lead it. What did I learn today? I learned a lot. We had Isaiah Stevens on the program, and it was a calculated decision that he felt really good about and things he's going to work on for next season. I'm pumped to see what this team does. And we learned that the Broncos got a new kicker in Elliott Fry. We also learned that the Buffs, like it or not, are going to be on your televisions one way or the other. Whether you have the Pac-12 network or not, they're going to be there a lot of big-time games.
What if the TV's off?
You'll be turning it on, Angel. Because you're going to have to talk about it. You're going to have to talk about prime time.
Of course, if four-letter network doesn't have to watch basketball.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to watch prime time?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
I'll get the cliff notes.
What did you learn today?
I learned that I'm so amped up for these finals that it just needs to be tomorrow already.
Taking forever to get there. I'm ready for 6:30.
Jokic got a haircut.
Yep.
We all know how he does after haircuts.
Never lost.
Never lost.
Never lost day after hair or shortly after haircut. When did he get it? Do we know? We don't know.
I don't know.
Did he get it there? Does he have somebody that cuts it there at the arena?
Mean,
or does he go
talk
somewhere?
About, like, it's not like you're styling it. It's just a buzz cut.
So you think Michael Malone
does it? He probably does it,
for him?
Himself.
You think he does it himself?
Oh, sure.
He could have one of the guys do it if it's just a buzz cut. I don't need.
It takes a certain level of trust to let some other random friend or dude
cut
your hair.
Yeah, that's true. They got to be ordained by the barberhood.
You can't mess up a buzz cut, but yeah,
you've seen it. You could leave little stray
little
fuzzies hanging
stuff.
Out. Yeah, nicks and all that. You got to be careful. Well, we know that. We know the next time we'll be on will be game day. We'll be on tomorrow at 11 o'clock. It will be game day. I cannot wait. Let's get it rocking. Let's get it cooking. Good night, Northern Colorado.